Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us tonight for our time of ministry in the Word of God and our Bible study. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This year is winding down, and so finally is our series of studies on the believer's authority and dominion. I trust God that you are doing well, you and your loved ones. I hope you are enjoying your freedom, your total life freedom, the glorious liberty of the children of God. Hallelujah. If you joined us last in our last service, we took time to just minister and pray and break bondages and break yokes and release captivities and wow, glorious freedom that we enjoyed through that service last week. And I'm so thankful for all the great testimonies that are flowing out of that service, some of which I have heard already. Glory to God. And I'm really thankful for the presence of God that was with us in that service. I know that Satan is really upset, but what can he do? He's a liar, he's a loser, he's a failure. Glory to God. And we are more than conquerors through him that loved us, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us again tonight on whatever platform you are joining us. And wherever you are joining us from in the world, it's always exciting to get around the Word of God with the saints. And as we continue to wind down this series of studies together, I want to do something briefly tonight as we go through a few of the things that are in my heart. And I might actually also read out or study out of one of our devotionals from earlier in the year, the Dominion, we call it Dominion Exploits devotional. So we'll see. The Lord will help us. We'll see how far we can go tonight. But I really would like to keep it short, I want to keep the rest of the services as we get into this festivity seasons. Thanksgiving is on the way, just around the corner. Christmas will soon be here, and just cap and wrap up everything that we've done this year. Glory to God. This has been an amazing year. God has been good. God has been awesome. Hallelujah. Truly for us, this has been our year of God-class exploits and our year of the fourth man. Truly, the fourth man has been there with us, always his presence hovering around us and carrying us. Sometimes even when we did not know how we were going to get through, he just keeps carrying us. Hallelujah. And because he's always with us, he has enabled us to continually do God-class exploits. I'm so excited and so thankful. Let's bow our heads, share a brief word of prayer tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. God, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for your mighty hands upon our lives. I thank you, Father, for everything that you have been doing and everything that you are still doing and what you will do even through tonight's service. Thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters, everyone that's joining us from wherever in the world, in those, Lord God, that are joining us on different platforms tonight. I speak the blessings of heaven upon them. I pray, Father God, that you grant us illumination. Father, as we begin to even wind down this series of our studies on believers' authority and dominion, help us, Father, help us to reap the fullness of everything that you have prepared for us. I give you the glory and I give you the praise, Lord. I thank you. I give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. And thank you so much again for being with us tonight. Hallelujah. Look at those three scriptures, and then we're going to go three scriptures that I have started the last series of services with. And then we're going to read out of the book of Ephesians. If you were not with us last week when we had that major prayer service, deliverance service, freedom service, liberty service, I encourage you to please get into it and keep that service, this is that particular service if you can. Keep it somewhere safe where you can go back and refer to it and sometimes just have it play. Sometimes just have it play. You just hear those words and receive the blessings and the prayers and the deliverances and go through them again, whether it's for yourself or somebody else that you're ministering to or you are standing in the gap for, or even for a family situation. I do encourage all of us to do that. There's so much power in the Word of God, and you know, you'll be amazed, even though you may have heard that, you may have been there in the service, but when you go back to listen to it and when you go back to just receive the blessings of it, it is truly amazing, the fresh anointing that flows and that can flow into all of our lives. So do that. Of course, before the year is over, I'm going to have us replay some of these services as we close out the year in December. But do that for your own self so that on demand, whenever you need to, you can go there, you can get those that particular service and have all the prayers and all the blessings and all the declarations and all the deliverances and all the powerful things that the Lord ministered to us. Glory to God. But let's start out those three powerful scriptures we always start out our services with that we have done over the last few weeks. First, in Luke chapter 10, Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. This is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. He said, "Behold, I give unto you power or authority," the original word is exousia, authority, "to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." I give you power, authority, "to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Glory to God. The Amplified says, "Behold, I've given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you." So as you tread on serpents and scorpions, as you walk all over the powers of the enemy, you are protected. Nothing will by any means hurt you, right? You may have heard him say, you better be very careful when you pray for people and exercise your God-given authority. Well, yes, you should be on your guard. Yes, you should take on the full armor of God. You know, you should make sure you are under cover, you are standing, you know, on the finished work of the cross, the blood of Jesus, the word of God, testimony of the word, and all of that. Yes, you should do due diligence, but you should not be afraid. You should not be afraid to enter into the territory of the enemy and take what the Lord has given to you, right? And exercise your God-given dominion and authority. The Bible says you are more than conquerors. All of us, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So he's given unto us power and authority over every power of the enemy. Psalms 91 and verse 13. Hallelujah. Psalms 91 and verse 13, it says, "Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet." That's you. You and me, We will tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, we will trample underfoot. Hallelujah. And they would not be able to hurt us. Amen. We will wreak havoc in the kingdom of the enemy. I want you to know the battle is already won. You and I are victors. We're not trying to fight the devil. No. Jesus already gave us the victory. We're simply standing on the victory that the Lord Jesus Christ died to give to us. Amen. We're simply possessing our possession. We're possessing our inheritance. The victory has been won. We're not trying to confront Satan and fight him and try to determine who can win. No. The victory has already been won. Bible says, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Right? So wherever you are tonight, whatever you are dealing with, the victory has already been won. Your place and my place is to enforce that victory. Because Satan, you know, is a toothless bulldog. Right? He makes a lot of noise. He tries to intimidate and to threaten. And you have to understand that everything that he does in our lives or against us is to make us forget what we actually have. The Bible says you tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, you will trample underfoot. And none of those things will have the ability to hurt you. Let's go to Romans. Glory to God. Romans chapter 16 and verse 20. Romans chapter 16. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say that with me. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ who loved me. Say this with me. I walk in dominion. I walk in authority. Hallelujah. Jesus died and he paid the price for me to enable me to walk in the fullness of God's dominion and authority. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans chapter 16 verse 20. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. The God of shalom. The God of nothing missing, nothing broken. He will bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Right? He has already been defeated. But if you are in some sort of a confrontation and he's maybe you're dealing with some attack or you're trying to deliver someone who is dealing with some attack or whatever, very shortly, the Lord will bruise Satan under your feet in the name of Jesus. You've already won the victory, but that victory that God has given to you will become evident to everyone who sees you and who beholds you. Glory to God. Let's go to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. The book of Ephesians, the epistle to the Ephesians, is really one of the, I believe, one of the more powerful, every epistle is powerful, but one of the more powerful epistles that speaks so directly, just right through the book, speaks so powerfully and directly to the place of authority that we have been given as God's children. Right from the very beginning in chapter 1 of Ephesians, right, all the way to chapter 6, where he talks about taking on the armor, the full armor of God and standing and being strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Right through this entire epistle that Paul wrote, we find there nuggets and powerful instructions as to how to exercise our God-given authority and dominion. And it talks a lot, especially in chapter 1, chapter 2, talks a lot about who we are in God and what we have been given. And I want to encourage you. I usually encourage believers. Every believer should be around the book of the epistle to the Ephesians periodically. Every once in a few months, you go back there and just read it through and reclaim what is yours and stand on the word of God and possess your God-given inheritance in Christ Jesus. Amen. And remind yourself of who you are. Remember that some of our most recent lessons, we talked a lot about the two major ways of exercising authority and enforcing liberty in the lives of the saints, right? We talked about the power encounter where the anointing of the Holy Spirit is released and yokes are destroyed and burdens are lifted. A lot of that happened in last week's service. Glory to God. But then we also talked about the truth encounter, right? The Lord Jesus Christ said, if you continue in my word, you are my disciples indeed, right? And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So to maintain our freedom in Christ, to continue to walk in authority and dominion, we must continually remind ourselves of the truths of the word of God. Well, the book of Ephesians, the epistle to the Ephesians, is one of those epistles in the New Testament that really helps us do that. Let's read, I'm going to read Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to read from verse 1 all the way down to verse 15, where he begins to pray that powerful prayer. And I might even just go ahead and read the entire chapter. It's just that good. It's just so sweet. And then I'm going to read Ephesians chapter 2, and I'm going to read from, I guess, maybe the first 10 verses, first 13 verses or so. I'll stop somewhere and say a few things. And then I'm going to try to read a few notes from these devotionals that I mentioned earlier on in the service tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ, grace to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3, blessed be God, be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. If you do have a Bible, whether it's through a device, electronic device, or an actual Bible, I really would want you to read this with me as I read along. We don't have the privilege or the facility to be able to project the scriptures on the screen, so you could just read along on the screen. But if you can, please get your Bible, a copy of your Bible or your device where you have an electronic Bible, and let's just read this together. It's just so powerful as we read it together. Right, verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. We are chosen. We are chosen and we are holy. We are without blame and we are in love in him. Verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. We are predestinated to the adoption of children by the Lord Jesus Christ, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. We are accepted in the beloved. Some of the more literal translations talk about we are favored. We are blessed and we are favored by God. I believe the Amplified Version does read that way actually. We are accepted in the beloved. We are not rejects. We are accepted. Amen. We are not castaways. We are beloved. We are beloved of God. That's who we are. We are children of the Most High God. We carry divine seed. We have his divine nature and ability. The divine DNA of God dwells in us by the power of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of the finished work of Calvary, we are joint heirs with Christ. Amen. Everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to us. Everything. Everything. Hallelujah. Whether it is its authority, whether it is dominion, whether it is anointing, whether it is his graces. Hallelujah. Everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to us. Amen. We are joint heirs with Christ. Everything that Jesus has access to as God's children, we also have access to. So we are not under Satan. We are over him. Jesus was never under him, and we are never under him. You know, several times Jesus will say, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan." Well, that's where he belongs. He has no authority over us. We have authority over him. Amen. Verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, glory to God, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. We have obtained an inheritance. We have an inheritance in Christ Jesus. We are predestinated according to the purpose of God. Hallelujah. That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom you also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you have believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. We're sealed. We have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. He's the down payment of our redemption. He's the down payment of every promise that God has made concerning us, both now and in eternity. Hallelujah. We are sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Look at all that the Bible says we are. In those first few verses, we are born of God. We carry his divine seed. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. We are redeemed from the curse. We are good. We are good and beloved before God. There is no condemnation toward us. We are not rejected. We are beloved. We are favored. We are like God's precious children. He loves us. Amen. We are royalty. We are gods on the earth. We carry God's DNA. We are righteous. Amen. We are righteous. We are enough and sufficient. Say that with me. I am enough and sufficient. I don't care what you lack tonight, what you are feeling like you are lacking. I don't care how you feel about where you are in your life tonight. You are sufficient. You are enough and you are sufficient. Christ himself is your sufficiency. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You cannot be dominated. You cannot be overcome. Not by Satan, not by the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are born of God. The seed of God is within you. Hallelujah. I am enough and I am sufficient. I am enough and I am sufficient. Amen. Say that over yourself tonight. I am enough and I am sufficient. Hallelujah. I'm blessed in all things. I'm blessed in all things. I'm highly favored. I am holy. I am accepted. I am rich. I'm prosperous. Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am. Hallelujah. I am rich. I'm prosperous. I am the salt of the earth, and I am the light of the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of the world. Glory to God. I'm a joint heir with Christ. I'm a chosen generation. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a holy nation. I'm a peculiar people. I am the apple of God's eyes. I am a king and a priest unto God. I am a winner and an overcomer. I am the seed of Abraham. I'm blessed just like Abraham was blessed. I lack for no good thing. I come behind in no good gift, no grace. Hallelujah. I am enough and I am sufficient. I am the head and I am not the tail. I am a loved child of a loved God. I am God's covenant partner. I am the healed of the Lord. All things are working together for my good. All is well with me. Spirit, soul, and body, I am blessed and preserved. The glory and the anointing of God is working in my life. Hallelujah. Oh, doesn't it feel so good just to say those things over ourselves, just to hear those things repeated again in our own hearing? That's who we are. That's who we are. Those words, the conviction that come with those words, will establish us in our destiny and in the inheritances that our Father has already given unto us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go back to the Bible. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 15. This is that prayer. We read it so many times at the beginning of this series of lessons several months ago. Let's read it again tonight. Therefore, Paul says, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. The eyes of my understanding are enlightened. Say that over yourself. The eyes of my understanding are enlightened. Glory to God. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who do believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Oh, hallelujah. Far above all principality and power. See, that's where Jesus is seated. He's seated far above all principality and power. And guess where you and I are seated? Far above all principality and power. Jesus isn't seated far above all principality and power, and you and I are seated somewhere way below that. No, we're seated right there with him. Wherever the head is, that's where the body is. Glory to God. Glory to God. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. You see, he's the head. We are the body. And everything that Jesus is head over, we are head over as well. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. Hallelujah. Let's go and read Ephesians chapter 2. I hope you're still reading with me tonight. There's so much power in reading these words, in hearing them, saying them, hearing them, saying them, hearing them, and then chewing on it and meditating on it. Right? And capturing it again and again. And you may have read this recently, or you may have read it over and over in the past, but we're reading it again tonight. We are reasserting our place in Christ. We are reaffirming the place that we have been given in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 1. And you has he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walks in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he has quickened us together with Christ. Hallelujah. He's made us alive. We are alive. We are quickened together with Christ. By grace, you are saved. Verse 6. And he has raised us up together and made us sit together with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. so that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Verse 11, therefore remember that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ. He's talking about our past now. He's talking about where we're coming from. You were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. That's how hopeless we were. That's how lifeless we were. That's how forgotten, how cast away we were. But thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the finished work of Calvary. Hallelujah. He says in verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off, you are made near by the blood of Christ. For he is our shalom, he's our peace, who has broken down, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself or two one new man, so making peace. And that he might reconcile both unto God, hallelujah, in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. And he came and preached peace to you which were far off, and to them that are nigh. Look at how many times we're seeing the God of Shalom in this scripture. Shalom is yours. Peace is your inheritance. I don't know what may be troubling you tonight. I don't know what may be giving you concern. I don't know what may be causing you maybe fear or worry or anxiety. We've already been delivered from all of that, remember? But now it's time to reaffirm our place by the word of God, right? He is our peace. Jesus Christ is our peace. He is our shalom. Remember his peace he gave to us as our inheritance. He said, I bequeath unto you my peace. Not as the world gives do I give unto you. Hallelujah. He is our peace. And that he might reconcile, glory to God, both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off and to them that were near. Verse 18, for through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. Verse 19, now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. And you are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, grows unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for a holy habitation. Through God, a holy habitation of God through the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I love this this particular devotion out of our Dominion Exploits devotional. Talking about where are you sitting and what are you saying. And he quotes this scripture that we just read in the New International Version, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. And God raised us up with Christ. This is Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6 in the NIV. God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. That's where you and I are seated. That's our position. Remember, we are seated there. To be seated means we are comfortable. It means we occupy a certain level, a certain realm, a certain sphere of comfort and assurance and inheritance. Notice that we are seated with him. We didn't just come to visit for a day and then we'll be pushed out. No, we are seated with him. We're not kneeling there. We're not standing there hoping that we don't get, you know, thrown out. No, we are seated. We are relaxed. We are comfortable. We are possessing. Amen. We are in a state of exercising authority and dominion. That's our spiritual reality. Now, your natural reality sometimes may not line up with that, but that is our God-given spiritual reality. We are seated with Christ. Listen to it again. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6 in the New International Version. God raised us up with Christ, and he seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. We are seated there with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. It is not enough to know what our inheritance is as children of God. We need to step up and actually lay hold of those inheritances. So it is important that we continue to grow in the knowledge and understanding that these blessings and graces are available to us in Christ. Secondly, we must continually prioritize our covenant with God and take progressive steps of faith in his word. Remember, it says we have a new covenant with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. He referred to our past there. Remember, in Ephesians chapter 2, in verse 11, he said, therefore, remember that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time in our past, you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off, you are made near by the blood of Christ. He is our peace. He has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Hallelujah. The covenant belongs to us. God's covenant belongs to us. We are children with a new covenant with God. A new covenant in Christ Jesus. The covenant, the new living covenant that Jesus, he initiated and executed by his sacrifice on the cross. That covenant belongs to us. Hallelujah. That covenant enables us to share equality with him. Amen. That covenant must be real to us. We must walk every day in the consciousness of that covenant. Say this with me. I have a covenant with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Say it one more time. I have an everlasting covenant with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Say it one last time. I have an everlasting covenant with God through my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That covenant must be real every day. We must walk continually in the reality of that covenant and take steps of faith in his word. We must also keep our garment of righteousness on so the enemy does not have access to steal what belongs to us. That means we must keep on our garment of righteousness. Amen. That righteousness that was given to us as a gift because of the finished work of Christ. We must keep that on so that the enemy can't steal what belongs to us. Then we must walk in the light of the word of God in every area of our lives. Then we must keep our intimacy with the Holy Spirit. That intimacy is the glue that works all things together to ensure that we are taking our rightful place in Christ. The fact that you have a seat in the heavenly places marked with your name on it does not guarantee that you are seated there. The Bible says God has raised us up together with Christ and made us sit together in heavenly places. So therefore, take your rightful place today and exercise the dominion that you have been given. Whatever you say is what heaven will uphold concerning your life. I say you are blessed. What do you say? What are you saying about yourself? I say you are blessed. God says you are blessed. Jesus says you are blessed. The Holy Spirit is here to enforce your blessing. What are you saying? Where are you sitting? Are you occupying your rightful place? If you are, then go on out there and shine the light and be a reflection of the light of God everywhere you go. Remember that you carry the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember you are a representative of the kingdom of God. Remember you are powerful, you are anointed. You walk in the glorious liberty of the children of God. That liberty is speaking on your behalf tonight. That liberty is working on your behalf tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm so excited. I don't know about you, but I am so excited about what God has given to us in Christ. I'm so thankful. It's because of all of these finished works of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that the fact that we are seated in our rightful place with Him, that we are more than conquerors, the Bible tells us. We are declared as more than conquerors. Let's read together in Romans chapter 8 from verse 28 to 39. You know this scripture is one of the most common scriptures that we all know in the New Testament. Romans, hallelujah, chapter 8 from verse 28. Let's read this to verse 39. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What are we doing tonight? What are we doing tonight, saints? We are reaffirming our position. Now that we have received the glorious liberty of the children of God, we are seating ourselves, we are reaffirming, we are reestablishing our place in Christ. And we're exercising our God-given dominion, our God-given authority. We're declaring it first to ourselves, then to principalities and powers, to Satan himself, that we know who we are in Christ. We're declaring we know what belongs to us in Christ. Hallelujah. And we're declaring it with every energy, every grace, every conviction that we have within us. We're more than conquerors. How are we more than conquerors? Why are we more than conquerors? Because we know our place in Christ Jesus. The authority of the Son of God belongs to us. Amen. We walk in dominion. We walk in righteousness. We walk in prosperity. Hallelujah. We are blessed. We are accepted in the beloved. We are highly favored. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's read in Romans chapter 8 from verse 28. And let's read all the way. Let's just read all the way down there. You know this scripture. It's one of the most common, most powerful scriptures in the entire New Testament. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, and to them who are the called according to his purpose. That's you and that's me. We love God. We are called according to his purpose. Therefore, all things, whether Satan likes it or not, all things must work together for our good. Everything. I don't care if it starts out looking different, looking challenging, looking negative. It does not matter. No matter what confronts you in your life tonight, all things must work together for your good. Amen. Because of everything we've said so far in this service, because of the finished work of Calvary that the Lord Jesus Christ executed on our behalf. Look at it. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. All of that is describing who you are in Christ. Right? You are predestinated. We already read that in Ephesians 1. You are predestinated. You are called. You are justified. You are glorified. What shall we say then to these things? Verse 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. He is the one seated at the right hand of God. And guess who is seated right there with him? You and me. Seated right there with him on the right hand of the Father. He's making intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, glory to God, we are more than conquerors. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, he says, we are more than conquerors. We cannot be accused. We cannot be condemned. We cannot be cast away. We cannot be adjudged guilty. Hallelujah. No, he says, nay, we are more than conquerors. Who will lay anything? That's what he said. Who will lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Remember, he told us in Romans 8, 28, we are justified. 29, we are justified. We are called. We are justified. Amen. We are glorified. Hallelujah. We are chosen. Who will lay anything to our charge? Who will? Who can? Glory be to God. We are predestinated. We are called. We are justified. We are glorified. Who can lay anything to our charge? Satan can't. Yes, he's the accuser of the brethren, but you know what? You and I know our place in God. When he raises up his voice and begins to do what he does, accuser of the brethren, we shut him up. We shut him down. And you know, sometimes he uses people to do that. And we just take our place in the spirit and keep on walking. We don't get into strife. We just take our place in the spirit and we keep on walking. We go into our closet, into our secret place. And we take our authority over him. We bind him. That's the Satan that is walking in the children of disobedience. But we just keep on walking. We take our place in Christ and just keep on walking. Who will lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who? Look at what the Bible says. Who can bring the Amplified Version? Look at what it says. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? Who can bring any charge against God's elect? When it is God who justifies, that is, he puts us in right relation to himself. Who shall come forward and accuse or impeach those whom God has chosen? Will God who acquits us all, who is there to condemn us? We cannot be condemned. We cannot be impeached. We cannot be accused. Why? Because it is God that justifies us. We are children of authority. We are God's children of dominion. We are children of the covenant. Hallelujah. He says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. The Amplified says, yet amid all these things, we are more than conquerors. We gain a surpassing victory through him who loved us. Hallelujah. We gain a surpassing victory through him who loved us. He said, for I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing. We are more than conquerors. We are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. We walk in authority and dominion. We enjoy the glorious liberty of the children of God. Our families are blessed. They are preserved by the word of God. We are blessed. We are justified. We cannot be condemned. We walk in authority. We walk in righteousness. Hallelujah. We are blessed children of a blessed God. That's who we are. That's who we are. Beloved, glory to God. I know you've heard this before. We've said it over and over and over and over again all of these past several months. But as we wind this down, it's really important that we say it again. We are God's children. We are seeds of the Most High God. We are joint heirs with Christ. His authority and his dominion belong to us. And we have spiritual jurisdiction. Everywhere we are planted, wherever you are planted, that is your territory that God has given to you to reign over. In your family, you should reign. On your job, you should reign. In your ministry, you should reign. In your relationships, you should reign. In finances, you should reign. No, you are not in the bottom rung of the ladder. You are not the victim. You are not the downtrodden. No. You are the head. You are not the tail, you are the head. You are the superior. You are the more than conqueror. So carry yourself like it. Think like it. Walk like it. Act like it. Everywhere you go, present yourself. That's who you are. Don't present yourself any less than what God has made you, what Jesus has paid the sacrifice for you to be. You are an overcomer. You are more than a conqueror. You gain a far surpassing victory through him who loves you. I thank God so much. I thank God so much for all of his blessings this past several months. And I congratulate you for the power and the authority of God that is working in your life. Glory to God. Glory to God. I encourage you, make this a season of celebration. Make this a season of joy, a season of peace, a season of glory. As we get into the different festivities that are ahead of us, we have so much to be thankful for. No, we don't have any reason to bow our heads down, to be sad, to be lowly, to be depressed. No. We have every reason to rejoice. We have every reason to walk in our God-given authority and dominion. I call you blessed tonight. I call you highly favored tonight. In the name of Jesus, I declare that your inheritance is not just within your reach, but is in your possession according to the word of God. You are who God says you are. You are the blessed of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Thank you for being with us as we've gone through all these glorious aspects of our studies over the last several months. Woo! Hallelujah. It's so exciting. I encourage you to go back and listen to some of them. I know we're going to have some of them replayed as we enter into the last month of the year. But I do encourage you to keep all of this revelation, all of this knowledge, keep them close. Oh, hallelujah. And you'll see very shortly, the Lord God Almighty, the God of Shalom, the God of nothing missing, nothing broken, he will crush the head of Satan under your feet. Can somebody say amen? Amen. I call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for being with us tonight. Look forward to seeing you again. Glory to God in Jesus' mighty name. We love you. God bless you. Good night.